I am not here to sell you any sort of wonderful itch cream or the next great electronic device for $2. I'm just here being me. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A very special guest this hour. This man is considered the Norman Rockwell of comic book art. His name is Alex Ross. He is an incredibly talented man. He has done stuff for Marvel. He has done stuff for DC Comics. He recently did things for the Beatles. Yes, for Apple Corps, that still controls all of the Beatles' promotional items. And the man is just downright incredibly talented, and so we will talk with Alex Ross. And then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the worst foods to eat in the car. Do you eat in the car? We all do. We're not supposed to, but there are some things worse than others, and you could probably figure out why. Then it will be the pros and cons of sleeping in your underwear. Christina and I will get into this topic very deeply and precisely, and we'll figure out whether or not you should be sleeping in your underwear. We start things off this hour with the fact that you can turn on, especially the radio nowadays, and hear the wackiest ads for the wackiest products. And yes, you can even do this on television as well. But I'm talking specifically about when you turn on your radio, a lot of times on weekend mornings all over the place, and you'll hear the most incredible ads. Take this wonder capsule and it will cure almost anything that ails you. Do you want to lose 75 pounds in the next 2 days? Well, take this serum that comes from pomegranate and rattlesnake and it will happen for you. Really? And where I live in New York City, which is considered the number one media market in the world, we are overrun with commercials such as these, dare I say, infomercials, these program-length productions. And there's this one guy that is all over the place in the New York City market on all different radio stations in the city and the suburbs. And he is, or at least he says, he's a licensed pharmacist. And every single week he has a new wonder capsule or serum for anything. Oh, do you have sore toes? The next week, is your nose too long? The next week, the cracking that you get in your elbow when you extend it out, not to mention you're 75 years old, it should be making noise. Well, if you take this capsule, it'll simply go away. If you were to listen to this man, and if you were to take every capsule and every serum that he suggests, and of course you buy it from him in his little store, you would be taking upwards of about 800 tablets a day. Is it regulated? I don't know. Is it good for you? I don't know. On television, you get the Wonder products. Do you see the one now for the lock wallet? All of a sudden, you're supposed to be, you're supposed to have the security of Fort Knox. Because if you put your credit cards and your driver's license and your money into this thing, it locks so securely, even the most sophisticated explosive device would not be able to free it from there and thus have your identity and your credit card stolen. How much is this incredible device that now has solved the problem of personal security? $10. And I think it's one of those deals that if you call in the next 30 seconds, we'll throw in another one for no additional charge, just the shipping and handling. So you have two incredible lock wallets for the amazing price of $10 plus shipping and handling. This has gone back for years. Do you remember in the 90s, one of my most favorite infomercial products was the Flobee? This was a device, blades, motorized blades, that you hooked up to your vacuum cleaner and you cut your own hair. It would suck your hair into the vacuum and it would also cut your hair at the same time. You don't know what the hell you're doing cutting your hair. You ever see when like you have like one stray strand of hair? It's happened to me after a haircut. I'm afraid to cut it. Because I'm afraid, I don't know, everything else is going to fall out? No. But I'm going to screw up the look. So you're going to hook this thing up to your vacuum and you're going to let it suck your head and cut your hair at the same time? Stay with us. Alex Ross is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.